Well, I love that grace. How about you? Grace is, for the longest time, I couldn't quite figure out. People would say it, Christians would say it, grace, and God's unmerited favor. And then, you know, the more you study the Word, the more you read the Word, it's really God's benefits to us when we don't deserve it. He just gives and pours His blessing out upon us, and we haven't earned it, we haven't deserved it, but grace is so incredible. Why don't we, if you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 77. That's our reading this morning, or you could look on the overhead. It'll be up there as well. But it's a psalm telling of God's marvelous works among His people. And not only that, that even when we are, when we blow it, or when we're not faithful and, we don't do right, God is always there to do right, and God is there to be faithful toward us. So Psalm 77, you can follow along as I read. I cried out to God with my voice, to God with my voice, and He gave ear to me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Has His mercy ceased forever? Has His promise failed forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He in anger shut up His tender mercies? And I said, this is my anguish. And I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will also meditate on all your work and talk of your deeds. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is great a God as our God? You are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among the peoples. You have with your arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you. They were afraid. The depths also trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out sound. Your arrows also flashed about. The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was in the sea. Your path in the great waters, and your footsteps were not known. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Father, we thank you so much that you do lead us now. Lord, you lead us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, you go before us. You go behind us. Lord, you keep our path straight. And Father, we thank you for your enduring mercy, your great love toward us. Lord, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, when we find ourselves straying from you, Lord, you bring us back onto your path, Lord, that you might continue to pour out your mercy, your goodness, your love upon your people. So Lord, we thank you this morning. Lord, we give you all honor and praise. Lord, we pray that you would be blessed in our midst, and our praise that goes up to your throne, Lord, would glorify you and bless you abundantly. Lord, we thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You could be seated or you can stand as we worship the Lord together.
Thank you for the cross. you for demonstrating your love to us. Father, we thank you that now we get to love you in return by raising our voices to you. Lord, and so may we do that this morning.
Lead
thank you that you don't make mistakes. Lord, we thank you that every plan that you've had in our lives, Lord, you've ordered it from the beginning, Lord, and that you're faithful to continue the work that you've begun in us. Lord, we praise you. Amen. Let's all stand together.